We're now on, instead of from 4 to 6, we're on from 5 until 7 on Saturdays, immediately following our friend, Dr. Dean Krauskopf. My crew is in studio here, so I'm just going to say hello to Dr. Dean right away.
Hey, it's good to be back. I feel badly about having all your loyal listeners totally confused.
But, you know what? There's no bad news here. This is great. We'd love to have you back.
Well,
and we're
good
on
to
for
be
two
back.
Hours.
And it's good to see all of you. And I, you know, it's great to be back. It's spring, I hope. Maybe. For another couple days, maybe.
We had snow on my car a couple days ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, I take credit for that because I got rid of my snow shovel and the snow brush. I put them in the garage. Yeah. And the next day, I had 4 inches sitting on the top.
Oh, no.
It was your fault. Okay. Now we know whose fault it was.
I will take responsibility.
Hey, did you get snow out where you are? North?
Yeah, about an inch of slush, and that's about it. And it pretty much melted the next day.
We didn't get anything in the Detroit area. They had said, you know, look for 3 inches of snow, and I thought, oh.
I was up in the Lansing area, and it was kind of nasty up there.
So. Okay.
But the next day it was gone.
Further north it was.
And I did go look for that 3 inches. I looked on my television set and saw it somewhere else, and I was real happy about it.
No kidding.
Let it go.
What do you do with yourself in the off season? This is kind of like the Swallows returning to San Juan Capistrano, you know?
I've been married 48 years, so I do whatever my wife tells me.
An extensive list, because we know who she is, and we know that list.
Unfortunately, she's probably listening, so she'll write that one down, and I will pay for that crack.
Well, I have to ask the question that everybody doesn't ask, and how's things over at Castle Dean in Scotland?
Well, Castle Dean, the last I heard, was getting hit with a nor'wester, and they were having 100-mile-an-hour winds, but that's okay.
Oh, well, goodness.
For those of you who don't know the story, that for a while there, we owned a lighthouse on the west coast of the Shetland Islands. And 100-mile-an-hour winds are not uncommon at all, because there's nothing. It's the North Sea and the North Atlantic the way to Greenland, and they tend to get going.
And it's withstood those kind of winds
since 1927. The walls on that tower are 4 feet solid concrete, reinforced concrete. The reinforcements are 1 inch square, because I actually looked at one day.
Wow.
They build it when they build a lighthouse, they build it to stay where it's supposed to be.
And it's a very important part of navigation in that area.
It is, because that's a major oil terminal, natural gas terminal now.
Right.
And everybody says, why do you need lighthouses? And I point out to you, your batteries go dead on your GPS once in a while. Why you need a lighthouse.
You know, it reminds me of a joke where, you know, very foggy morning, ship's coming down the channel, sees a light, says, you know, big, you know, horn, and says, excuse me, we're a big freighter, you need to get out of our way. And the response was, we're a lighthouse.
I was talking to a ship's captain of one of these big cruise ships once, and he says it's really worrisome, because many of the new officers coming out don't know how to use a paper map. Hand tools. And if you noticed, a year ago or so, there was a thing in the paper where the Annapolis, the Naval Academy, had stopped teaching classic navigation with sextants and all that.
Oh, really?
And they said, we're going back, because if you can think about what would happen on a cruise ship.
Oh, absolutely.
If the electronics went dead,
right.
What about on a warship?
Yep.
So they're going back, and now they actually have to do it the old-fashioned way.
Well, you know, that reminds me of where we're going with autonomous vehicles. And at some point, at what point is it, you know, and you don't need a driver's license anymore?
Right. Well, we were talking about and hopefully sometime I'll get an opportunity. There's some great new electronic gardening aids and apps and things like this. But then we're talking about the Internet of Things, and we're getting down to, okay, we have now an Internet of the Garden, too, where they can control, have sensors in your beds, they will water, fertilize, do all this, and it's all computer-controlled on the Internet. And then I'm thinking about, well, maybe next time it won't be ransomware for your computer data, it'll be ransomware for your dahlias.
Yeah, that's right.
So you got a sleep number for your flower bed instead of your bed.
That's a good idea. I hadn't thought about that, Ed, but I'll think I'll have to work on that one.
Okay.
We're talking with Dr. Dean Krauskopf, who is the host of the WJR Gardening Show, which is just before us, from 4 until 5 now, and then we're on from 5 until 7. Dean, what does it look like for the spring, just in general, as people are looking out?
I was really worried early with that early warm spell and then the cold and everything. I think it's going to be a good spring. I think many of us, and me included, are not realizing how advanced we are right now, how much things have progressed. If we get a temperature below 28 or 26 degrees for any length of time, like 4, 5, 6, 8 hours in the next 2 weeks, we're going to get massive damage, but that isn't projected.
Okay, okay. Now I have to ask, tart cherries this year?
Last I heard, we're all right. Everybody's got their fingers crossed. I've not talked to anybody up in Traverse City in about a week.
Okay.
So I do not know.
Yeah. What about with all the rain that we've had over the wintertime? Is that going to be an issue for us this year?
It is. And I've got, if you want to check my website, just put a plug in for that. I got two great rswjr.com/thegardeningshow.
Okay.
And I've got two great articles about what happens if your tree's standing in water or your lawn is totally underwater. And basically, if it drains off in about 3 or 4 or 5 days, we're probably all right. Longer than that, we have major issues. But the long-term issues is that that has to be looked at, because that means that over a period of time, drainage is an issue. Something else is going on that's allowing that water to pond, just because, not because we got drowned.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Dean, again, let's have that website again, please.
WJR.com/thegardeningshow.
The Gardening Show. Dr. Dean Krauskopf with us at 4 to 5 weekly. And by the way, we're going to make an appointment then for having you back to talk about some of those new applications.
We got some new great apps that really do work.
That's
new
fantastic.
Generation of them out there.